You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Since 1932, the Braille Chess Association has helped blind and partially sighted chess lovers learn and play the game. They provide chess equipment in a variety of formats, host tournaments, and put on plenty of socials for their members. We're joined today by Abby Baker, Publicity Officer of the Braille Chess Association, to learn more. Hi, Abby. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. It's great to have this chance to chat about the BCA and what we do.
Can you give us some background to the Braille Chess Association?
Sure. So as you mentioned in your introduction, we were founded in 1932, and originally it was a group of blind chess enthusiasts who liked to play together using Braille as a medium, hence why Braille is in our name. But we've grown a lot since then. We have lots and lots of members, and you absolutely don't need to be able to read Braille to join us now.
Can you tell us a bit about the different accessible formats that you offer within the association?
Yeah, sure. So we have a lot of chess literature that's available in various formats so people can learn how to play or improve their game, etc. We also hold email tournaments and online tournaments using platforms like Skype and Zoom and Lee Chess, as well as over the board tournaments all over the country. So we play in places like Harrogate, Weston-super-Mare, Bournemouth, places like that.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds like people can get involved in so many different areas and formats, and people of all different ages can use what they're most comfortable with to play.
Yeah, absolutely. And we welcome beginners as well. So if you never played chess before, please don't be put off, you know, join us and have a go.
You're obviously a chess lover as you're part of the association, but why do you think chess is such a great game for blind and partially sighted people to learn and play?
I think one of the reasons chess is such a great game is that you don't really need any sighted help. One of the reasons I got into it in the first place was because I'd taken part in other activities before where you were reliant on some sighted help in order to do well, whereas with chess, you can do it completely independently. If you make a bad move, it's entirely your fault. And equally, if you make a brilliant move, that's entirely down to you as well. We use adapted chess sets and chess clocks and things like that, so you can play independently. It's very easy to learn. It's also a very cheap hobby to take up. The equipment doesn't cost a fortune, and we sell a wide range of chess sets, chess clocks, other equipment, so people can get started quite easily. Also, chess is a great game because you learn various life skills through playing chess, I think, such as teamwork, patience, strategizing, that kind of thing. Obviously, in order to play chess well, you have to be good at planning what move you're going to make, for example. And often the ultimate plan can take some time. So it's great for that as well.
And for people who are maybe a bit intimidated by the idea of playing chess or might not think that they will be able to do it, what advice would you give?
Well, first of all, I'll start by saying that that was me a few years back before I started to play. I joined the BCA in 2010. And before that, I thought you had to have an IQ in four figures and you had to be ludicrously brainy. Not true. Various of the members have been very, very patient with me and taught me how to play, how to do all the different moves and how the pieces worked, etc. And so if I can do it, then you can do it too.
And you host lots of different tournaments, and you've kind of mentioned some of the formats that they're available in, but what kind of different levels of tournaments do you have, and what is there kind of room for progression as people get a bit better at chess?
We hold various different events. One of the events that's coming up over the summer is our Summer Cup, which takes place over Skype and Zoom. So it's a great chance for people to have a go at tournament play from the comfort of your favourite armchair at home. So there's no pressure in terms of travelling to events or anything like that. And so that's sometimes a good way of getting into tournament play, as well as our over the board tournaments, which are a huge amount of fun to take part in. We also have a chess theme break, which is aimed at beginners and improving players. That recently has been taking place in the Lauriston Hotel in Weston-super-Mare. And during that week, we have coaching sessions where people can learn the basics or improve their play and choose different aspects that they'd like to work on with their coach. There's also a mini tournament where if people want to, they can have a little go at playing in a tournament, but without any pressure particularly. It's a fairly relaxed, quick play tournament. people can have a go with the clock and with perhaps a little more pressure than you would just in a coaching session. But it's a great week. And also there's lots of social events in that week as well. So it isn't just about the chess.
Alongside the socials as part of that event, you host socials throughout the year. Can you tell us a bit more about those?
Yeah, absolutely we do. So in our events, generally, there are activities that take place in the evening. So we have things like quizzes and a soiree where people can showcase their various talents, whether they're reciting some poetry or telling some jokes or playing a musical instrument. Those always go down very well. And in some of our week-long events, we have outings. So for example, in Weston-super-Mare recently, we went on a tour and a tasting at Thatcher's, the famous cider producer in Somerset, which was really good fun. So we have various things like that. And also there's lots going on for the non-chess players as well to do, like there's shops nearby and people can help them go shopping and do whatever. So it's interesting for them as well.
Amazing. And how can people become members and get involved in some of these events?
The best place to get more information and join if you want to is to look at our website, which is www.braillechess.org.uk, where you can find more information about us. And there's also an online form where you can join as well. As well as blind and visually impaired members, we also welcome sighted members. We have lots of associate members, and you don't have to be a chess player to join either. So if you're sighted and you quite like the idea of joining a friendly association where you can take part in various things, make new friends, help out a little bit, please join. You'd be very, very welcome indeed.
Well, thank you so much, Abby Baker from the Braille Chess Association, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.